Welcome, friends. I count it a privilege to speak to you in this like manner, and I am humbled that you would listen. And I just want to encourage you today, as it may seem that you are going through your midnight hour. Yes, it may seem like the darkest time of your life, but you have been faithful. You have fasted, you have prayed, you have cried out to Abba Father, and yet things seem to have gotten worse for you. Listen, you could be in your midnight hour. Now I want you to reflect for a moment. Reflect for a moment when Jesus Christ, was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had asked two of his disciples to tarry with him to pray a little while. But they couldn't. They tried. They really did. But they couldn't do it. They fell asleep. And Jesus went a little further and prayed. And it must have been a most agonizing time for Jesus. But aren't you glad that Jesus prayed? And reflect on the time that on the cross. Yes, on the cross. But back up a little while right here. Or like the saying says, stick up in there. Remember when he was accused and he answered not a word? In your midnight hour, in the darkest time of your life, you have to learn how to be quiet. Listen, for me that's difficult, it's hard. But his grace is sufficient for you, his strength is made perfect in weakness. And in your weakest moment, in your darkest hour, God is able to sustain you. But you've got to cry out to him and look to him. See, because your midnight hour, your darkest hour, brings you to that point of trusting in the true and the living God. Not in the woman of God or the man of God. Not in the pastor. And it's good to trust in them at some point. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you remember what David said. David said, thou wilt show to me the path of life. And that in his presence there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand their pleasures forevermore. God is calling you into that place of intimacy. God is calling you into that place where you can just trust him. Excuse my expression. All hell may seem to be breaking loose all around you in the darkest hour, but God is calling you to trust in him, to be still and know that he is God, to be still and know that his presence surrounds you. David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. So in your darkest hour, it's only a test, because it's about to dawn in your life. But your darkest hour, God is building character. God is giving you stamina that you never thought you had, strength that you never thought you had. Listen, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Never think it's you. Never think it's you who's carrying the burdens. Jesus said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. God doesn't want you to carry the heavy load and the burdens of the day and the cares of this life, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, come on, wherever you are, begin to just worship the Lord. Begin to give him thanks. Begin to give him praise. Begin to worship him. Begin to rest in him. Oh, listen, be encouraged. You are not alone. Jehovah Shammah is there with you. And he promised to be there. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. He's there. He's with you. My prayer for you today is that God will give you the endurance that you need to endure your darkest hour, to experience the the great morning, the dawning of morning in your life, to see the landscape He has destined for you, the blessings that He has for you to materialize, to manifest in your life. This is Margaret C. Mulling saying, I love you, and until next time, continue to persevere in your darkest hour.